אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד
We are reading from Study of Ten Sefirot Volume 1, Part 1 Fourth page Reading from 3 Titled The Tzimtzum of the All Around the Middle Point Reading from 50
We should read item 3 above first
Item 3 at the top Ein Sof then restricted himself in his middle point in the very middle sorry he started the tzimtzum of the or around the middle point Ein Sof then restricted himself in his middle point in the very middle restricted that or and drifted to the sides around that middle point again the tzimtzum of the or around the middle point Ein Sof then restricted himself in his middle point in the very middle restricted that or and drifted to the sides around that middle point.
Ot nun ktana mityachaset le
continuing at 50 in regards to in his middle point. Opening it. It is perplexing, for since there is neither Rosh nor Sof there, how is there middle? Moreover, are we dealing with a corporeal matter here? The thing is that it has already been explained that there is necessarily a will to receive and in Sof too. However, it is in Ratzon Peshut, without discriminations of great and small, because the will to receive there is not regarded as a shinui tzura that makes any separations. Consequently, it is in no way inferior to the Or Elyon. You should know that the Or Elyon must expand via 4 degrees before it uncovers that will to receive in its fullest and permanent measure in the Netzal.
Meaning there are no places or sides, middle, and talks about discernments only. Now, we are talking about the 4 pinot of direct light, which are still as circles. Circles meaning they have no limitations, they know beginning, middle, or end, just expansion in cause of consequence. That's why it's called 4 phases of direct light, where in such a way where the light revives them, gives them life, they're like that. There's no response from the creature, there's no creature, just the light itself is doing this action. And where he says that it comes to some special place, that's the center of the circles, where all these 4 pinot, the end of their development, is in their center. And that's where this expansion ends, in their malchut, in the will to receive, which is called, actually, the end of their development, the purpose of their development. Questions you can ask about what's written, every single paragraph that we read, you can ask, please. Yes, let's continue.
Continuing from the reason. The reason for it is that the will to receive is incorporated in the hitpashut of all from the shoresh. And by that, the all is considered to have departed from the ma'atzil and acquired its own name, meaning hitpashut from the ma'atzil. As long as this disparity of form of the will to receive was not incorporated in it, it was still regarded as an emanated. The emanator.
Meaning, when can we talk at all about the light? When it comes out of the emanator, and in such forms, it starts to take on because the desire starts to be revealed in him already.
That is because the only difference in spirituality is the shinui tzura. However, as much as this Ratzon became disclosed by the force of the Neetzal, it still was not permanent in the Neetzal. The emanated. It means that the emanated must yearn to receive the Shefa, the abundance, before it is considered that the will to receive appeared by the force of the emanated himself.
Meaning all those four Pchinot of direct light, we can say that it's just the direct light which directly operates a desire is not revealed on its own yet, which exists or defines anything, or decides on anything.
This yearning can only be when he does not have the Shefa, the abundance, for only then is it possible to want it in a way that the will to receive will be uncovered through his own strength. It is then that the vessels of reception are completed permanently. You should also know that any hitbachut of all from the ma'atzil, the emanator, must consist of a will to bestow, just as it consists of a will to receive. Otherwise, the emanator and the emanated would have been in oppositeness of form, meaning a total separation, and the oppositeness of form would then depart them from one another as the west departs from the east.
In the light of Sof, there still are no changes because the light is in control. Its quality is what rules. Although in the light, all kinds of roots are being developed for the new disclosure.
Thus, each all that expands from the Ma'atzil must be incorporated of a will to bestow as well, so that the Neetzal will have proximity of form with that Ma'atzil. When the will to bestow appears in the Neetzal, a great all nimshach to him from the Ma'atzil, related to that awakening. This all light is always referred to as all of Chasadim. Hitpashut Aleph from the Ma'atzil, in which the will to receive is incorporated, is always referred to as Or Chokhmah, or Or of Atzmut. You should memorize these two types of Orot, lights. The second Or, being Or of Chasadim, is much lower than the first Or, being Or of Chokhmah. That is because it is extended from the Hitgabrut and the awakening of the Neetzal by his own force, as he wants to equalize his form with the Ma'atzil, for which reason he intensifies himself and awakens toward the will to bestow. However, Hitpashut Aleph, being Or of Chokhmah, Nimshach directly from the Ma'atzil, and the Neetzal has no part in its extension. For that reason, it is much higher than it. For that reason, O Chokhmah is regarded as the Atzmut and Chayut, the sustenance of the Neetzal. O of Chasadim is only considered as O for corrections, for the completion of the Neetzal.
So it's possible for us to say it like this. We have the Pina of Shoresh, or Zero, we call it. Or later we will call this Keter. And then there's Pina Aleph, which is the development of the light of Chokhmah.
Or Chokhmah.
Light of Chokhmah. We call this also later Chokhmah. After Pina Bet, the light of Chasadim,
Bina, Or Chasadim, Or Bina,
and the light of Chasadim and the light of Bina is much less in its intensity and its power than the light of Chokhmah, because the light of Chokhmah comes from the side of the emanator, and the light of Chasadim comes in the awakening from the side of the emanated, the response. And then the response certainly is in lesser intensity. In general, we will learn later, but it nevertheless comes from the creature. Hence, it has great importance, even though this light is very weak relative to the light of Chochmah. Questions? Yes? Amnon?
What we're talking about doesn't have the created yet. It's the emanated.
There's no creature yet, but the roots for the creature, for the future creature, are being revealed already. The creature himself, when will he be after many actions? In the cascading from above downwards, there is no creature yet. Later, after all the worlds will be stabilized and be corrected and be ready for the creation of man, then a special kli called Adam Rishon, and it also is not the creature. It is the creation of the hands of the creator, as we call it. It's the creature itself. But the creature is considered that it has something outside of the creator, and he doesn't yet have such discernments. And later, after it does in a directed, intentional action from above called the sin, and then it shatters and all kinds of scrutinies begin from below upwards, then we say that there already is a creature in there, a created being. But it's still far from there. We are not called creatures yet, because we don't yet have something that's against the creator. Just like we're learning right now in the morning lessons about still vegetative animal speaking, that we're the degree of inanimate. And inanimate, Baal HaSulam defines as the whole force of the host controls upon him. And therefore, we're not creatures. There's nothing that we're contradicted to him. I'm just basically carrying out what the upper force wants of me. He dictates and I execute without knowing about it, without him asking me whether I want or not, but simply I only the execution is in his hands. So he's not called a creature. A creature is called one who is against or contradicted to the creator, and he has no force of resistance yet.
In the four discernments of Ol Yeshayahu, did they have the essence?
Those are the roots to the whole of reality. There's nothing in them yet that was created, or also the worlds. When we start from this world, from our state here, to awaken, as we seemingly want to do something opposite to the Creator, meaning we were put into a desire to bestow, only in such a way when we want to be like him, then we're contradictive to him and opposed to him and called creatures. Meaning, who is the creature? The measure of equivalence of form in us, which grows towards the creator.
Rav, if we're not created beings, then what do we have? The yesod, the foundation of being created beings?
We have a spark, a point in the heart. It is pushing us to return to our roots, to be similar to our root, to equalize with the root. That's the shorish. We have a spark in us that operates, and although it operates in order for us to learn from the Creator, for us to be like the Creator, but by this we're operating against the direct desire of the Creator that comes to us, the will to receive. We want to come to the desire to bestow.
Is it instinctive action or not known?
At first it's unconscious, it's unaware, but now in our studies we want to recognize this like something that is desirable, special. Thus we acquire independence by this. But that's for special souls, as you can see. It's not for everyone. But those who have that drive to define their essence. Okay?
Yes, thank you. So it turns out there is no true creation?
I didn't understand. Say it clearly.
there was no true creation with the freedom of a choice and development?
Creation is called Adam, meaning a creature that comes from the degree of inanimate to the degree of inanimate. It's called Bar, outside of the control of the Creator. That there's something of itself.
So there's no such thing?
There wasn't. But when it starts emerging, then it will be the creature. And before that, you're not created being. There's nothing different about you than the Creator. Okay?
There's a difference between the Ol Chokhmah and Ol Chassidim, that it's drawn from the awakening? Is this...
What can you understand from these two words? I don't know. That's how he writes it. That's it. It'll be so far from what we're learning, and you're always asking about the future. Like it was in the morning lesson. We didn't talk about something, but one word he writes there, and you're already asking. Where we're studying, the topic that we're studying, only about that topic, you're permitted to ask. That's it. Be a little more in flow with what we're learning. Please.
And now you will understand the four prinot and degrees that must be in every netzal, emanated. First, the Or expands from the Ma'atzil, the emanator, as Or Chokhmah, containing only the will to receive. This is Prina Aleph. Then, the will to bestow intensifies in that Or, and it extends Or of Chassadim. This Hitgabrut is regarded as Prina Bet. Then, this Or of Chassadim expands intensively, and this is Prina Gimel, and it will be explained below.
Meaning we will write here, later there is Prina Gimel, yes? This is called Zeranpin, we'll say, or Tiferet. This will be clarified later, but this is Or Chassadim with the illumination of Chokhmah. You can continue.
After the above three prinot fully emerge, the force of the will to receive incorporated in Hitpashtut Aleph reawakens and draws Or Chokhmah once more. This completes the permanent will to receive in the Paltzuf that appears as yearning, when there weren't Or Chokhmah in the Paltzuf, but Or of Chassadim. After Prina Gimel, when the Netzal, the emanated, could yearn for Or Chokhmah. It is this yearning that determines the will to receive in him, and completes his vessels of reception, which was absent in Et Pashtut Aleph. For that reason, the vessels of reception are completed only in this Prina Dalet, also called Hitgabrut Bet. Once Prina Dalet was completed in Ein Sof, the Tzimtzum occurred in her, meaning the departure of the will to receive from Prina Dalet, causing the departure of Or Ein Sof from there.
So what happened for us here? He explains to us here in a very short manner that the Prina of Shoresh is the thought of creation to do good to his creatures. That will be revealed somewhere there. Then, from the thought of creation, the light of Chokhmah comes out. This expansion is called Prina Aleph, which comes from the emanator. Then, the response, the direct response from this, which comes inside of this light of Chokhmah, is the light of Chassadim, which wants to be like the light itself, the creature, meaning the will to receive, which is in the light of Chokhmah. We need to learn from these actions what we can do for ourselves, what we can learn on ourselves here, on so the will to receive, that receives the light of Chochmah in a obligatory manner, its response is that it wants the light of Chassadim. What does that mean? It wants to resemble that nature of the light that fills it. Meaning, if we come to a state in which we receive at some point the light of Chochmah, we will want to be like the light of Chochmah. The light of Chochmah seemingly brings forth the light of Chassadim. Then it's called Prina Bet, Bina. This Prina, when it ends with the light of Chassadim, it once again wants to continue like the light of Chassadim that she had in the Prina of Shoresh. So it wants again to extend the light of Chochmah. And then she extends the light of Chochmah, but already from being in the light of Chassadim. Therefore, Prina Gimel is called light of Chassadim with the illumination of Chochmah. And it's called Zeranpin or Tefaret. And then after her comes Prina Dalet. And here he explains to us a little bit why. Because we have in Prina Gimel also the light of Chassadim and also the light of Chochmah. What's the creature awakened towards? He awakens towards the light of Chochmah. He wants to receive the light that gave birth to him, that maintains him and fills him. Therefore, he discovers a desire for Chochmah and is also filled with it. And then, of course, after that comes the Tzimtzum, the restriction. That's because he was filled with the light of Chochmah and makes a calculation. We will learn about that. We've spoken about this a lot in Pticha, that this is all due to the shame, this action called Tzimtzum Aleph, or first restriction, occurs. Questions? Well, for the time being, it's like that. Yes?
Why is the light of Chassadim called all light and not a chisaron deficiency?
He doesn't have a deficiency of what he wants. That's what there is. He awakens to extend a certain equivalence of form with the Creator. Prina bet. What do we learn from this? We learn it this way, that if we have a will to receive that is still completely misunderstood, it's prina aleph, but it's filled with the light of Chochmah according to its desire. So the light of Chochmah that fills the desire to receive obligates the will to receive. The light of Chochmah obligates the will to receive to want to bestow. From this we need to already understand that if I, the will to receive, now were to receive some illumination from the light of Chochmah, I would want to bestow. Meaning, I'm not missing, but to receive the light of Chochmah, for it to illuminate for me. And if it illuminates on me, I will want to bestow.
What's the influence of the Or Chassidim, only the attitude? What does it mean to bestow to the Creator?
I didn't understand.
What can I bestow to him? What can I give? What's the light of Chassidim?
No, this here is still the four phases of direct light. It has such a tendency. Automatically, this happens inside the will to receive. The will to receive here doesn't decide a thing. The light which expands in him makes these different changes. He makes from him the will to receive, then a desire to bestow, then a desire to receive inside a desire to bestow, and from those two states that it has in Prina Gimel, it chooses the desire to receive in Prina Dalet.
So what's the light of Chassadim?
The light of Chassadim is the feeling that it has because it wants to come closer to the emanator. Not that it comes directly from the emanator, but it comes as a response of the emanator to the emanator. Where I do a certain work and as a result of that work, I'm filled. That's the light of Chassadim. That's why light of Chassadim is much lesser than the light of Chochmah. The problem in the wisdom of Kabbalah is that until we feel, it will always be questions and misunderstandings and what can you do? Well, Amnon.
I would like to understand the light of Chokhmah, and it's the Din and Judgment, and we need to know that light can exist without the Chassidim. Does Malchut not have Chassidim? Does Dalit not have any illumination of Chassidim?
There is nothing other than that. I don't understand where you have judgments and mercies. Where are you taking that from? Din and Rachamim. Don't learn from Baruch. What we didn't learn, we don't know. That's it. Otherwise, you're confusing things and not thinking correctly. Only in the place that we're learning. Learn what's written here, you'll see how much you have here more, without mixing it with all kinds of other things. There it's after the restriction, there's already prinot that are different. Here, these are prinot of direct light. Well, what do you want?
If the Or Chassidim would illuminate now, and I would feel it and immediately respond as light of Chassidim. If the Or Chokhmah would illuminate, would I feel the Creator there and clothe it in light of Chassidim?
No. Certainly not. Because you're already in a different state than there. You can just learn that if the light of Chokhmah were to come to the will to receive would awaken to bestow. But that's in a state like it was there, in the four prinot of direct light. In our state, it's not like that already, because we are already in the will to receive in order to receive. We are already klipot, and the light of Chokhmah for us is only to receive and enjoy. And the Shemot of ours are already, we wouldn't be able to behave like the four prinot of direct light. There it speaks of the will to receive, which emerges from the light, and the light develops it. But that will to receive has no response, it has no free will. It's not copied from the light. So we shouldn't ask of such things. Only learn a little from the laws. The desire to receive and the light. If the light of Chokhmah enters the will to receive, free, without all the cascading and all those reshimot, etc. Then the will to receive would want to bestow. That's it.
This rules here, does it repeat itself?
No. There are many, many things that are very different. Yes.
Turns out that this itpashut, this expansion, is in two itkapuyot, overcomings in Bet and Dalit, are completely opposite. It's expanding from one to the other, the Chassidim to the Chokhmah, and
yes.
What does that have to do with the Itgabrut and the Chisaron, the deficiency?
There is no overcoming from the side of the Kli. We just talk in such a way. Nothing here overcomes. Because in order to overcome, you have to have certain conditions that you don't have and you want, and you're separated. Here, it's not yet. Four phases of direct light. The will to receive, where you have a sea of light, and inside the sea of the light, there's something that is different to the light, called the will to receive. And it starts to change inside this light. That's it. There's no light of chassadim missing here, no light of chokhmah or anything like that. The desire is cooking this way inside the light.
So what's like Aleph and Gimel and different in Bet and Dalit? That Aleph and Gimel are the expansion and Bet and Dalit are the Itgabrut, the overcoming.
Yes. That in Bet and Dalit we already have the roots for the creation of the Kli, for the response of something within the light that gives seemingly a response. But this response is an obligatory response that the light obligates it to behave such in such a way. And there's nothing that's talking about a created being. Only the roots of the future somewhere there.
If I discovered that I have desires to receive, and all of the delights in this world, all these feelings of these desires, can you say that's the light of Chokhmah?
Yes. Even though it's not the light of Chochmah, but something from there, from that same root. Yes. Okay. Yes.
I'm going from Gimel to Dalet. It doesn't want to be like the emanator.
In the transition from Gimel to Dalet, he wants to develop the will to receive and return to that will to receive like he had in Prina Aleph. He wants to return to the big will to receive that it once had, and now after it feels itself in Prina Gimel, it doesn't have that same big Prina, the same big will to receive, so he awakens it and comes ready to Prina Dalet. That's why Prina Dalet is called that it's greater in the awakening to the will to receive, because it comes himself, this will to receive comes to awaken from the side of the creature. Yes.
Because the whole development before that wanted to be in some way equivalent to the emanator, and here it doesn't happen. In Gimel to Dalet.
I don't hear what you're saying. Say it clearly.
The whole development, these first 3 degrees, it was developed in a way that they wanted to be like the emanator.
Let's say, not exactly, but let's say.
And in Dalet, it doesn't happen. That's the question.
Right. In Dalet, there's the control of the will to receive, which is not in the emanator, but in the emanated, who discovers this will to receive that developed in him because of the previous 3 prinot. Yes, correct. Aleph, Bet, and Gimel.
So what development, what perspective to see forward?
He sees it this way. There was Prinat Shoresh. This is a detail that comes from above. Then we had development in the 3 prinot. And we came to Prinat Dalet. Meaning our questions as such. How the upper light operated on the creature, which was a creature here in a point. There was a point here in the Prina of Keter. How did the upper light operate upon it? It led it to Prina Aleph. Of the will to receive. And Prina Bet, which is the opposite desire to bestow, and Prina Gimel, which is seemingly a mix between the two, Aleph and Bet, and then the creature, the creator, chooses from the two of them the desire to receive for Prina Dalet. This is what we see that's happening. What are you asking? Well,
I'd expect for Prinat Dalet that they'd also want to be like the emanator.
No, the purpose of the emanator is not for us to be similar to him. The purpose is to build a will to receive that is felt that it's actually copied out or separated from the emanator. Otherwise, there would be no emanated. There'd be no creature. The creator wants, I don't care who or what and all that, I want. And I am this. I'm outside of the desire of the creator. I feel myself, my own desire.
That he in the reception feels opposite to the emanator, and he learned that lesson already.
Where did he learn it?
It's in Prina Aleph.
He didn't receive in Prina Aleph. That's how the creator created him. There's no will to receive in Prina Aleph. It's a desire to receive that comes to it from the Prina Shoresh. That's the difference in between Prina Aleph and Prina Dalet. Prina Aleph is the will to receive, and Prina Dalet is the will to receive. But in Prina Aleph, the desire to receive comes from the emanator, and from Prina Dalet, the will to receive is revealed in him from his will. That he chooses from the two that are here. You see these two here? Here you have both light of Chokhmah and light of Chazadim, the will to receive and the will to bestow. He chooses the will to receive. Here he didn't choose anything. And Prina Aleph, that's how he was made. That's the whole difference. That Prina Shoresh wants to be the will to receive, but in Prina Aleph it's not enough. He wants to build a will to receive that will want on its own to be like that. Meaning for him to have some form of independence of his own. How could he have independence of his own when he is copied away into Prina Bet from the emanator? And from Prina Shoresh, he is disconnected there and wants Chasadim now, bestowal, and then he chooses. And then he has seemingly a weighing of Chasadim or Chokhmah, to receive or to give. And then that's ready, he decides an Or and Dalet, which is emanated, that was created being. We'll read a little bit more here.
Continuing from, this completes the explanations of the four prinot that must exist in every Netzal. Prina Aleph is called Hitpashut Aleph, expansion Aleph, or Chokhmah. Prina Bet is called Hitgabrut Aleph, or Bina. Prina Gimel is called Hitpashut Bet, or Zeranpin. Prina Dalet is called Hitgabrut Bet, or Malchut. The two expansions are regarded as males, for they are Shefa, abundance that extends from the Matzil. Hitpashut Aleph is Shefa of Or Chokhmah, and Hitpashut Bet is Shefa of Or of Chasadim. The two Hitgaburiyot are regarded as two females, for they are an awakening of the Netzal and intensification of the Ratzon by his own power. The first Hitgabrut, overcoming, is the awakening in the Netzal for the will to bestow, which becomes the Shoresh for the Or of Chasadim. And Hitgabrut Bet is the awakening of the Netzal for the will to receive, which becomes the complete vessel of reception in the Paltzuf. It is always referred to as Prina Dalet.
Okay, clear? Meaning the desire to receive, which had to be revealed from Prina Shoresh, cannot be revealed but as it goes through Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet stages. And we don't need any more stages, because what has been revealed now in Prina Dalet is the will to receive, that wants to receive everything that's in Prina Shoresh. So we already have the Prina of Shoresh or Keter, which is the emanator, Prina Dalet or Malchut, which is the emanated. That's it, no more and no less. Yes.
Why does he choose to receive in the end?
He chooses that way. Why? Because that's the closest to his nature. Because he was created by the light as a desire to enjoy, a desire to receive.
Why do we say that he chose? Chose a reception?
Yes, but if there are before you meat or beef or fish, do you choose or not?
No.
What? No. So decide. It doesn't matter. It's in me. I am deciding now. You can ask in addition to that. So where do you decide from? What stands behind that decision? Who gave you those details of according to which you are choosing and so on? But for the time being, I am choosing. Try and be more precise in what you're talking. Yes.
Qualities of the Tchuna Gimel, is it not receiving in order to bestow?
She's not receiving in order to bestow, because she's not receiving at all. Prina Gimel is a result of Prina Bet. She herself does not rise by name, meaning Prina Bet builds or creating Prina Gimel, and Prina Gimel doesn't have on its own any desire of its own, because it comes out of the desire to bestow. Just like we can't speak of Keter and Chochmah, as Chochmah was born from Prinat Keter, there's nothing you can do about that. Same thing, we can talk about Prina Bet and Gimel, which was born from there, one from the other. Look at what a game there is here. And then it turns out that Prina Dalet is the only one that comes out as choosing somewhat. Also, we will learn all the worlds later, the concealments, the olamot, are all in order for Prina Dalet to come to the true choice, which is only after the shatterings in the world, shatterings in the soul, and in this world, from the darkness, then we come to free will. But altogether, we see here how it gets there, where it's still how Prina Aleph comes out of Prina Choresh, and how Prina Gimel comes out of Prina Bet, and then Prina Dalet, as if she is the one who's choosing. Let's continue.
This Prina Dalet is called the middle point in En Sof. It is that which the Rav Ari refers to when he says restricted himself in his middle point. It is called by that name, for it is a vessel of reception for all En Sof, which is immeasurable and boundless. For that reason, it is like a point in the interior and the middle of that all, while the all revolves around it and cleaves to it from all around immeasurably. Only thus can it sustain the Or Elyon immeasurably and boundlessly. However, in the vessels of reception, after the Tzimtzum, and below, meaning in the lower Neetzalim, there are vessels that hold their all in their Pnimiyut and Toch. It means that the walls of the Kelim, being their four Prinot, place a Gvul, a boundary and a measurement on the all inside them, because of their Aviyut. However, in En Sof, where all and Kli are in simple unity, meaning he is one and his name one, the Kli does not limit that all that it holds. Hence, the all in it is regarded as En Sof. Now we have thoroughly explained the issue of the middle point in En Sof. We have shown that it does not refer to a corporeal and tangible place and area, but Prina Dalet, which is incorporated in En Sof, and is called by that name to indicate its simple unity with the O Elyon. Also, the Tzimtzum in that middle point has already been explained above.
Questions? Yes.
This created being that being explained here, it's really like a black hole in space that's placed in itself in the middle and bringing in all of what's around.
Yes, there's a certain similarity there, an imagination there, where Malchut of En Sof, we just need to try to feel whether it's right or not. But by that, we're developing. It's like with children. They develop with those feelings and the others and right, wrong. But that's the way that we grow. So certainly imagine, depict the four phases of direct light. Don't imagine them not being us. They're not us, of course. That it's distant to us. It's very distant to us. We don't understand how many discernments. We don't have a mind or a feeling to get what's going on there. But we need to depict to ourselves somewhat that this is how the form of our growth is. So imagine Prina Dalit as the actual will to receive that is revealed, and upon it is revealed by the previous and swallows the previous Prinot. What does it mean that it's light of itself? It's like with no limits, no boundaries. As much as there is, there is. It receives it all. It wants to receive more? No, it doesn't know what more is. She wants to receive less? No. She wants to receive what there is. Because she was created exactly according to the light of Ein Sof. Therefore, she is called Malchut of Ein Sof, as she belongs to that light of Ein Sof, which comes from the Keter, from the Shoresh. And she chooses the will to receive and wants it and feels that the will to receive, that desire is hers. And not that it comes from the emanated. The desire that comes from the emanator is in Pchina Aleph. As she feels that the desire in her comes from the emanator, from the root, from the Shoresh. And then she doesn't feel like she's disconnected from him, but that she was born, and she only has a feeling that I was born from him, and all that I have in me is the desire to receive, which is from me, from him, and the filling that is from him. And that is me. Meaning, who's the I? The one who receives that filling that is from me. That's Prinat Aleph. What's the difference between Prinat Aleph and Prinat Dalet? I have the will to receive that comes from the emanator, and I have a will to receive that I have collected a desire of my own upon that. I added to it because Prina Dalit Gimel, I chooses the Prina, the will to receive, and what I receive, the feeling that I received from the emanator, but I chose that myself. I drew it myself, and therefore Prina Dalit compared to Prina Aleph, I have a desire of my own and a feeling of my own. Whereas in Prina Aleph, the desire is from him and the feeling is from him. And therefore, in Prina Dalit, everything ends. You have a kli that stands on its own, seemingly. But that's how it is. It's enough in order to now start feeling shame and restriction. Yes.
Yosef from the Jerusalem group is asking, what can we learn about the work in that the will to receive needs to go through these four stages?
Havaya. Havaya is
no nasekan yud.
What we'll do here, yud. This is the tip of the yud, the kutz of yud. Yud. That's the kutz of yud, the thorn of the yud, the tip of the yud. Hey, vav, and hey. There is no more than this. In order to build the kli, I need just that cascading. Only this revolution here. Meaning all that happens later will certainly happen only according to this infrastructure. Yud ke vav ke. That's it. No matter where I am, no matter what happens, in whatever way the creature enters, it must come by this imprint, by this mold, by this mechanism to do exactly the actions of Kotzo Shel Yud, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Otherwise, it's a must. Otherwise, it will not come to the implementation of the desire. Otherwise, it won't be called a creature or be felt in the upper light. It's like something that started to develop and then disappeared in the middle. Is that clear? Yes.
According to what I understand, in Prinat Dalit, there's already the light was already meant to depart. before the Tzimtzum, because it already received it for itself. And the will to receive, it already had the will to receive.
So what?
Why didn't the light depart?
Why didn't it depart? Why would it?
Because it has a will to receive. There's no equivalent to form.
And it doesn't need it yet. Who said to you that there needs to be equivalent to form yet? These are four phases of direct light. Here it develops from the light. What is there here in Prinat Shoresh? In Prinat Shoresh we have the desire to receive, very small, which is a point. And this point exists inside a sea of light. That's it. And that's developing. What does it need to depart, not depart? Why are you dictating rules here before they are clarified? There's but one rule here, that the light wants to build a desire and fill it. So why should the light fill the desire in Prinadat? You're asking why does it not depart? Why should it depart? Yes?
Because there was already an independent desire that he wanted.
Well, so on. So he wants it for himself?
So something was different from the Creator.
Who said to you that there's a rule here of being like or not or different? There's no such thing for the time being. Later, such rules come out, meaning pinot between the light and the kli, which already defined between them that this is okay, this is how it should be, and this is how it needs to be. They decide the laws of nature, of spirituality. But for the time being, no. The light that fills the light in Prinat Dalit, the kli enjoys, all of a sudden starts to feel shame. Why does it feel shame? Because that's a new root that wasn't there before. That the Creator on purpose gave the creature a feeling that you are different to me, and that feeling of difference of you to me is an unpleasant feeling, which is called shame. Where if someone receives from someone, then whoever receives feels an unpleasant feeling that he's receiving from someone. That's called shame. So there is a will to receive that develops to such levels that feels unpleasant. So much so that it's willing to get rid of the whole light. But that's later, where the Creator made it on purpose to the creature in such a way. I could have done the creature in a different way, that the creature receives all the light of Insof and enjoys. That's it. We're done with that, all the creation. What's bad with that? Tell me. Why would it be so bad if we would always be in the light of Insof and filled and enjoying? Just that there's a special law here, that then you wouldn't feel the light of Insof as pleasure. Because pleasure can only be upon a deficiency. Because you're a creature, you have to be included from the two, from the lack and the pleasure that comes with it. And if the pleasure comes because it comes from the Creator, it erases, it turns off the pleasure. And then it turns out that you're finding yourself empty, meaning the Creator doesn't attain a thing from this. When can you remain? When you're in that way in separation with it and you're lacking it, then you can enjoy endlessly and forever, eternally. That is the whole matter of why we need on our own to attain the filling according to equivalence of form. Okay? In the matum manai, shevet achim gam yachad. In the matum, shevet achim gam yachad. In the matum, shevet achim gam yachad.
Shevet Achim Yam Yachad. No, lie.